It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, nice.
That's the king. The Lords are wild.
Tell them. A whale.
My mom loved him so much.
You what?
By the roots.
My mom loved Elvis so much.
Every woman did. You know what's wild is my mom was never, as I asked her, it's like, I always had suspicions that Beatlemania was bullcrap.
Yeah.
It just didn't, something just didn't, it didn't make sense that without the internet and all this stuff, that they would instantly appear in America and these kids were already going crazy. It seemed and then later on, like, they did admit that a lot of the girls that were fainting and stuff were, you know, what we would call Antifa today.
They were, oh, Lord.
They were there. Well, they were not domestic terrorists. They were more or less just paid to pass. Like the people when the guy, the preacher, slings his jacket on them and they pass out. Benny Hinn. Those people are paid.
Oh, Benny. What happened to Benny?
I don't know.
Did he heal everybody? And
I think he's got, he's in a, he has beef right now with the farting preacher. They're
farting
at odds
preacher.
Right now. They really are.
The farting preacher.
You don't know farting preacher?
No.
What?
God, do you have internet access?
Hot damn tamale.
Hot damn it, Paige.
Let me see if I can give you a little
I think
sample.
My algorithm is a little different than yours.
This is one of the first YouTube videos ever, right?
You know what? I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone. Your algorithm is different than mine.
It is.
Mine's got ball cards and wrestling and cows.
God, I'm jealous now.
Well.
You ready for a little farting preacher?
Yeah.
Peter first was in fear when Jesus told him to launch out. It's amazing when the Lord speaks to you.
Call me right now. 620-6200. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get the vows and all the prayer requests here. What time do we have? Two will see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
You gotta watch. Word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper. And now listen to this. You go a little further. You get the one, God's for you. You get, he's with you. And then the last biggie. God's in you.
You gotta.
I cannot.
I can't believe you've never seen that before.
You gotta watch him sell it. No. It's all about the facial expressions.
God, now I want to see if Rob Young will get Farting Preacher to come to Comic-Con. I would do a photo selfie with him.
Is he still with us? I hope he is.
Farting Preacher, God. Let's see what his real name is. By the way, I'm not stalling, but I don't know if Jug is here yet. I really haven't heard from him since I offended him in that group text.
Oh.
he showed how long it was going to take him to get here, and I said Bubba Wallace could get here in time. And he's not responded since.
Bubba Low Soldier.
He doesn't have really, that's the thing with Jug. He won't talk crap about anybody. You know, which, I mean, I'm not looking for people to talk crap. You know, like being a mean person or whatever, but you know, some of these guys have pissed him off, and he's just like, you know.
He's a good sport.
He's a good sport. Yes, he is. Okay, yes. Let me see if Farting Preacher's real name.
Yeah, because somebody made a new compilation, but it's got Pat Robertson on here, Kenneth Copeland.
He is still alive, fat boy. Robert Tilton.
I think.
Oh, my God. You know what his name is? His name is Robert Gibson Tilton.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Like Robert Gibson from Rock and Roll.
Is it real or is it a fake thing?
Yes. There he is.
Oh.
Look at him now.
Wow. So those videos are like 25 years old of him farting.
Let me see if this is a new one.
Do we have some surprises for you?
Oh, no.
Let's all listen for God's word to us today.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
The other ones were a little more believable.
He, preacher of Word of Faith Family Church in a suburb of Dallas, Texas.
I'd love to talk to him. Say, did you like, how did this affect you?
At one time, he had the fastest growing television ministry in America, making nearly $80 million a year.
Dang. They're all in Texas. Copeland's in Texas, Joel Osteen, Houston.
You know what all these guys have in common? And they
love the good Lord.
They're all really, from the ones I can see, like they're non-denominational. And that's smart. That's really smart.
So they're not because, Baptists or Southern Baptists.
Well,
or
you know what
like
the
that,
thing
which
is?
I don't understand why do you have to be one or the other?
I don't either. I grew up in church where they would literally talk crap about other religions to where I kind of like, it wasn't a hate thing, but it's like, oh, don't associate with a Methodist. I mean,
that's not another religion. It's the same religion.
But it's a denomination, though,
right.
Not religion. Interdenominational.
You're still
non-denominational.
Worshiping.
I'm
God
interdimensional.
In Christ.
Do you know this came out as a part of the jelly roll story yesterday? Somebody was saying the real reason they're getting divorced, ooh, which is always a source, right?
You know what?
What is the real reason?
He won old money. I was talking with him last night, and he and his girl are like, this is the perfect situation. It's better than Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, because that was gross.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to talk
with
about
the poop
poo-poo
on the bed.
Yeah, we've talked about poop enough.
This is more Southern, so it's more relatable.
Like, from what I understand, like, they're trying to say, and I know nothing. I'm being very blatant right now. I've met the guy a couple times. Super nice.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Yeah.
But him being referred to as the redneck Jeffrey Epstein?
Oh, I did not hear that.
Oh, okay.
I read that people are saying that he is leaning into the Christian angle of the entertainment side of it.
Oh. This is two different things.
Yeah, somebody accused him of you kind of going after that, like, you know, that market, that money, and then her lifestyle is not really, you know, jiving with what he wants to do.
So you're saying there's a scandal that's going to come out. He filed for divorce.
Wow.
So where is the scandal
See,
in
I don't
itself?
Know. This is where I don't have time in my life to keep up with stuff like
I know,
this.
No, man.
Like between oil prices, between...
going down.
What's the other thing? Aliens.
I don't know why I love gossip like a woman, but I do.
Why do you love it like a woman? You love it more than me.
I really do.
Well,
especially if it's here.
Like
yes.
I do, like what's the Epstein side? You know, I got into that almost. You know,
release the rest of the files.
It was a mystery, you know, kind of stuff. Like I went on, like a lot of people did. I didn't read them all, but I like Googled names of people and just to see if they'd pop up in there or whatever.
Go to Corey Feldman's Twitter. He releases everything.
Does he? Does he though?
Well, I mean, the stuff that's out there now that you might have missed. Yeah. Whenever something's released Epstein-wise, he's putting it out there.
Oh. Yeah, but that's content for him, though, because he's not on the Limp Bizkit tour anymore. You got to stay, like, active. That's the thing. It's like, if I was a musician or whatever, if I didn't have an album coming out or I wasn't on tour, I don't know I'd be social mediating,
no,
whatever it'd be. Contenting.
There's no point.
I mean,
what are you promoting yourself?
Well, you know, but then again, why do I do it now? Why do most people do it?
I mean, you do
it just because it's like you want to share, you know, part of your life with people.
I connect with my friends.
You went off on somebody the other day. Somebody screenshot that and said, I don't get on Facebook very often.
What did I get? Oh,
you were going off on somebody.
Yeah, somebody said that I'm so disingenuous with everything that I do.
That ain't even a word. You should tell them that.
That I am trying to be something that I'm not. And
what
I'm not, first off,
you're trying
I'm
to
not,
be a man, a black lady? Like, what were you trying to be?
Anything but me would be great.
Wow.
Well, normally I would agree, but like, I don't want to support the other person that's arguing with you.
No. What? No, I didn't know. So this is,
and all the fake pictures, a lot of it has to do with me and my friends, and it's inside jokes.
Uh-huh.
They're hot, man. Some of them are like, you know, very worth saving, you know, putting them in the bank.
trying to.
But I'm not on.
Oh,
there.
That's in the. Oh, look, God, look at you from yesterday, man.
Put him in the old smack wallet. What's she saying?
Just I normal, did it right in here.
It's just a normal I'm picture. Wearing... She's sitting right there where you are, and it says, "Call me, 1-800-7." Like if I didn't know you and I saw that, I would think this is a toll free sex line.
Look at it. Not.
Look at all like.
God, it looks like it. Like you used to come on the E Channel late at night.
I hate to be an attractive woman on social media.
Me and my friends are just sitting here hanging out.
Oh man, you post a lot. Which is good. I mean, just what you're supposed to do.
So where are the comments
You've
saying?
You've taken it down. You took it down?
Which one?
The one where you're saying that you, to whoever's talking crap.
Oh, you're getting on somebody's ass real good?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone. You took it down. I don't blame you.
No, I think I left that up there.
I take stuff down sometimes, too.
I take it down.
Well, I mean, because I'm not going to delete comments after every, because this person went through every single comment that I posted and was very mad at me about that.
Oh,
I
something
that I did. I'll hide them if they talk bad about
dude,
me.
Dude, I was going to say, oh, hide them?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'll just straight up block people. I don't give a damn. Like, think about this. That's your social media. And public figure, public schmigler. Like, if it was you, just Jeremy Ellenberg, and you still working on hot tubs. And
not the picture, but
and
me.
And you post a picture of, you know, something about your grandkid or whatever. Yeah. And somebody, like, you don't even know, like, made a rude comment or whatever, you're just going to leave it there or not block access? Screw that.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't leave it there.
Yeah. I'd block you.
With that situation, he asked me out and I said, I'm not on Facebook dating. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know how this went then. You bitch.
Yes.
You got mad.
Oh, that's
me. Got really mad and showed up at my work.
I didn't know all that.
Got my crazy, God. And so, and then it's like, you're so fake, all your friends are fake, everything that you do is fake, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I am fake, maybe everybody's fake in some sense, because I do wear makeup, I need makeup, I'm not young, I'm middle-aged, you know,
well,
the twilight of my life.
This might be like a serious situation.
I have a 25-year-old stepson.
Here it is. I found it. You didn't delete it.
It's hot when you said it.
But
like
I mean,
that.
To show up, I was scared, thinking, "Why is this person mad at me? I don't even know you."
To those sending me messages and suggesting that I am being disingenuous, I suggest you refrain from contacting me. Here are authentic photos of myself. Now, F off. Hey.
Did she say the word?
No, she just put the letter. Flip off.
Yeah,
flip
leave off. Me alone.
Man.
Before I have to go to court, get a restraining order.
Yeah.
We actually have audio from the person.
Hey, will you send me a voice
no,
message
No, it's not
back?
Him.
And all you have to say is, I just want to say it.
That's what I hear you say. It.
And then he was getting people with them saying, gosh, you're so fake. You're not skinny. You're not this. You're not 20. And I go, no, I haven't been for a long time.
Whoa, I'm reading the comments. This is Facebook fussing right here.
I'm about to reboot Jug.
Wow. We can maybe get the real person. This would be gold if we could get the real person to come in and read their own lines. Playing the role of Heidi Aiken is Heidi Aiken.
Oh.
Uh-oh. You are beautiful in so many ways. Your kind heart and loving nature enhance your beauty and style. You're the whole package. Heart emoji. Look at that. That's I never get right other there. Celebrities' contact.
And see, I was almost thinking of selling my car so I have no way that people can identify me.
What?
Yeah.
How are you going to get to work?
What do you mean?
That person knew what I drove, and that person knew where I work, and that person followed me and met me out in the parking lot.
I drop down on one knee, grab your hand, and give it a kiss from a frog.
Oh my God. How could you say no to that guy? I mean, how can you just say, that's a man who
that
cares
person,
for you.
That person is sweet, though. He was in the hospital when he sent me that.
Oh, wow. How do you know?
God, I hope you blocked that person for real. I don't.
I did block him.
Did you?
I don't like to block people because I think we can work things out. You know.
Did you just say you don't like black people?
Do what?
That's what I heard. How dare you? Speaking of that, Jeremy Clements.
I'm
still
that,
not here.
Because a lot of my friends are different races, and I don't judge people for that.
Speaking of races,
skin,
Jeremy Clements is still
anything.
Not here.
Look at that.
Like I
she gave you a segue.
He's not contact. Oh, he is here. Okay, he just sent it. He says,
guys,
daddy here finally.
Why does he not have a fob at this point?
Let's just get
him one.
I get him one.
I mean, I can give him mine, I guess.
Wow, Paige. Look at that.
getting all feisty.
I know. That's a
no. I just find I don't want to go to. I don't want to have to keep. I don't want restraining orders against people, but I'm afraid that.
Well, it's getting hotter.
That I didn't do. I don't even know you. I didn't do anything. I'm not disingenuous. If you don't like my pictures,
it's disingenuous. Now I'm going to get on there and talk about you.
I mean, but what did I do because I'm posting something that my friends are posting or whatever, you know?
You know how people are with the pictures.
I'm not trying to get anything out.
You know, when they had the blackout thing, I didn't post the black square, and people on there said, oh, what's that supposed to mean? You didn't. But I was like, dude, when I got on there halfway through the show that morning, this happened live. I was like, dude, Instagram's messed up. And you were like, why? I said, oh, everybody's profile pictures are blacked out.
Then it turned to blue. Blue square took over for a little bit.
See, Jeremy Clements still not here. No, he is here now. Also, on a personal note, if anyone needs two tickets to Morgan Wallen for Clemson this weekend, holler at your boy. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's... I think it might be him. This is old Benoit balls around his neck.
You can't hear the music. Can you hear me talking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt's got a helmet on.
He sounds muffled.
He's got my helmet. I walk in with my helmet and he just puts it on his head.
He did.
I thought it was a gift at first. I was like, wow, that's nice.
He thought I was giving him the helmet that I'm going to wear this weekend. I got to wear it first. I need it. Then maybe we'll talk.
I literally am wearing it right now with sunglasses on, as always. And also, I have my headphones on.
Where can we post a pic so people can see it?
I've already posted it.
Oh, she's on it. Dang.
I grabbed it first. I'm like, I can't fit it. Like, it's not going to fit me.
Yeah, so Fat Boy said, you think it'll fit me? I said, I don't think it'll fit that big old head.
Well, Matt's been wearing it for the past 5 minutes.
Tony Stewart had helmets.
They did.
Yeah, but that...
There were big.
Benny Parsons?
Big ones.
Big.
Big helmets. We love big heads. Big.
We had a...
Oh, it's coming off. God.
Yeah.
You look like you just went around a couple laps.
So, okay, here's a question. Something I never thought of before. Oh, sorry. When you...
It was his mic.
It was. His little feedback on his head.
I couldn't hear anything. where's the earpiece?
You put them in your ears before you put it on.
Oh, okay. So I always thought all this time it was in the helmet itself.
No, they're custom molded earpieces, really? And they go in your ear.
Wow. Yep. So it would not fit anyone else's ear holes.
No. Huh.
Can I try them on too?
Yeah, I don't have them with me. There's no telling wherever the hauler is right now, which is on its way to San Diego.
Bring in one of your old
race cars,
fire suits.
Yeah,
you let me try that on.
Do you got to get those?
Get one leg on.
Well, you get a new one every year, right?
Oh, I've got several. Probably get 10 a year. I bet
they got
a lot of them. Got one just for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because of different sponsors.
The gloves, the suit. You know, we're gonna wear it one time and then we're gonna put it up. Because it's breaking the record.
Serious question. Questions would be serious today, by the way.
This is a serious show, okay.
What does a fire suit cost, generally speaking? Just curiosity questions. Couple grand. And that helmet, what'd that cost? $1,500?
No.
More.
The helmet itself's $2,000, and then the paint job, another $2,000.
Oh, it's not wrapped?
No, that's paint.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's paint.
Also, I did not know you had that nickname that is adorned on the front. Is that something that we've trademarked yet?
No, it's just because of the all-time starts record. They put it on there. I think
it says the spirit of Spartanburg.
Well, you know what's going to happen, right? All this stuff is going to go to the Hall of Fame after the race.
Yeah, they probably will want it, actually. They had the
Clements Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right. They had the Daytona Trophy, so I should offer them to put all
Wait
this in there if they
I
want.
Don't like that.
Wait a minute. They
for
have
a year.
The Wawa. Oh, for a year.
Yeah, they took it for a year. Asked to use. They said, "Can we?" I said, "Yeah."
Do you get anything?
Pay me $1 million.
No, for real. They don't give you any. I guess it's marketing.
I mean, it's cool as hell. Why not? Yeah. You know.
That's true. Why do I want Wade Hampton High School to have a plaque of me?
Yeah.
Selfish reasons, right. Really. But.
Well, Jane Robillard, they got to put you up there beside her.
She has one?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Dang.
Most famous alum, brother. You're second.
Oh. No, Lucas Glover, too.
Oh, yeah, Lucas. He's a U.S. Open champ.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're third.
You went to Spartanburg High, Jug. Were you aware?
Dorman.
Really?
Look at that.
God, all this time, I thought.
He's not a Viking, baby.
You thought he was a Viking?
I really
did. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. Were there any other big athletes that went there the same time you did?
Adam Humphries, right?
Yeah. He's younger, right?
Is he a little bit younger?
I don't know. You have to look that up.
Yeah.
I don't know
that time.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Right off, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, so you were the big dog around school.
I was racing. I was racing the ARCA series, and then I was racing a lot, obviously. And then I turned 18. I raced my first NASCAR race. So, yeah, I was.
Did you do track, too? Did you foot race?
No.
Unbelievable,
and I missed graduation because I was racing the ARCA race in Charlotte that night. And
what
I
age
finished third.
Did you get your driver's license?
I think I was 15. Yeah, I was 15. I remember doing the little lessons, and then
did you get it on the first try?
Oh hell yeah!
Damn, I never wondered that. Are there any drivers that don't have a license?
Yeah, you don't have to have a driver's license to race.
Are you freaking
that is
kidding
wild,
me?
Man.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to have a driver's license to be a NASCAR driver.
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure you don't.
What? You don't even have a license plate on that son of a bitch.
No.
I'll be damn blamed.
I don't want to pay taxes on that thing.
You got to have can you imagine what that would be?
It would be terrible.
That's another thing. So, car insurance, you don't have it. I'm not bidding it up right now. It's stuff I've wanted. I thought about it this week. I was like, I've known you for 15, 16,
crazy.
17 years.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you
we
questions.
We got progressive on it.
You called Flo. I just had a wreck.
Yeah. She's like, you call me every week. I'm
Jug
sick
had
of
a wreck.
It.
Jug had a wreck again.
They put you in a commercial. And Flo's in town.
Yeah. Can you imagine if NASCAR cars had insurance?
So
that
there's,
would be,
well, you know, models get their body parts. Lloyd's of London will insure like a woman's hands, a famous model or whatever to get the. So there's no physical insurance on that.
Definitely not.
Wow. You know, veterans couldn't get car insurance when they came back from the war?
Why? Yeah.
Because they thought they were going to be all manic and driving all crazy and stuff. I'm not kidding. It's incredible.
There's a dinosaur adventure thing that caught my eye over there.
Sitting here.
Holy crap.
Not fully made up. I don't have
this weekend anymore. Only, of course.
Oh, it's this
I ain't going to be here.
You won't be able to go.
I know.
Dadgummit. Will y'all go and tell me how it is?
No, then the record wouldn't be broken.
I guess he's here.
No, I said you guys go and tell me how it is.
Yeah. Let's talk about breaking records.
Let's do it.
Have you spoken to or will Kenny Wallace be at the race?
Yeah, we did. He's got an interview called Coffee with Kenny. So we did that a few months ago. And yeah, we
did you drink coffee?
I think I had already drank my coffee that day. I have my one cup, which I brought in with me.
Yeah.
And that's all I get. But
good for you for not using a thermos like everyone. You actually have a real coffee cup right there.
Yeah, so.
Good for you.
That's a nice one.
It looks like an old Hardee's one.
He doesn't want me to break it, but it's getting broke. But
so no,
I love Kenny.
I would be like, you know, don't break it.
He's a legend, but that's his. I mean, totally correct me if I'm wrong. That's his major milestone thing, right?
Maybe.
Because he's been more Kenny's with like funny car stuff, too, right?
No.
I mean, I'm thinking of Bernstein.
He's raced, you know, he's got a lot of starts in the Cup Series as well, and he's won some races in this series. So
wait a minute. Is it Bernstein or Berenstain? Is that
I think
a Mandela
it's
effect?
That's the drag racer.
No, but for real, like down deep, he would never say this because he's a gentleman. But he probably hopes you get some kind of, you know, one of them tick bites this week, and you can't break the record.
You know who's got that is Jeb Burton that I raced against.
He's got the tick disease.
Yeah. He was talking about that. Hunts, and you guys were saying that, and I was saying in my head what it was, and so, I was trying to hurry to get ready this morning.
I don't know if those videos are true.
He wrecked last week.
It's drones going over farms and hunting land, and they're dropping these boxes, and it's allegedly ticks. I don't know if it's AI. I hate living in the world now where I can't watch a video.
Why would they do that?
Because, conspiratorial stuff. Like, why does Google give a damn about mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Why are they cutting the balls off of flies and then getting them to go to the screw worms?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know about the screw worm?
No.
It's a flesh-eating worm that's eating all the cattle in Texas.
Oh, wow.
But they're in Mexico, so they're trying to cut them off before they get here. By sending flies that are sterile.
We can't keep American or Mexicans out of, I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean, my man. Come on.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Yeah.
What is now what Jeremy Clements joining us, who's getting ready to go into the NASCAR record books on Saturday.
Saturday.
I
love that music.
Say the official title.
Fat Boy
of the record. Yes, he always.
He does me right.
Cueing it up.
He's a great provider of background music.
He is. He works that board like nobody else.
We did this for Kyle Busch too because he said it was his favorite movie.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
He got magic fingers over there.
I tell you what, ever since you've been in here last, there's a couple of losses before we get to your record. Like,
you ain't kidding.
Ned Jarrett, of course. I mean, you know, he lived a full life and everything. Still sucks.
Yeah.
But freaking Kyle, man.
What a tragedy, man. Like, gone way too soon. It's just unbelievable.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but you text or group text that day before it was announced. And, because we always do this thing, our group text, where Fat Boy started it, him and his friend Rico, where we like to see who can announce first that a celebrity's died and tell the group. And you did it that day, and I was like, I knew you wouldn't joke about something like that. No,
I couldn't believe it.
I was
stunned.
So stunned, yes, absolutely.
The way he just won a race, you know, a few days before.
And then
his
last interview says, you never know when that race is going to be your last one.
Oh. Yeah, and, you know, all us race car drivers, I feel like, think that too. But, yeah, I don't know. And then he just did an appearance 2 days before at a Andretti go-kart event in Raleigh or somewhere. So, yeah, just awful, man. One of the best that the sports ever had, for sure. I mean, and I drove door to door with him. He was super talented, and you knew when you were going head to head against him, you better give him everything you had.
Yeah.
Can I say what just happened off there? We were talking earlier about a certain food contest. So I asked Jug. I said, "You met any celebrities this season?" And then he said, "Who's the hot dog eating guy?"
I know.
I said, "We talked about him earlier in the show.
You met him."
Yeah, he was at the Charlotte race. You know how they have celebrities.
Did you lick his hand?
He said, "You look like a hot dog." Don't eat me, Joey. Damn it.
Is that guy married?
Oh, yeah.
Is he married? I don't have a clue. I didn't.
To an Asian woman.
She's the world's oyster eating contest winner. I don't know.
She's very tolerant.
He's with bologna, the hot dogs. She's with the oysters.
Hot wings, meatballs. Yeah, you name it. He's got the record.
That's insane.
He has bad gas.
He does.
I don't want to go home with him that night.
What were y'all talking about earlier about the dumps?
That transitions me.
Oh, yeah.
So when you I
guarantee his are the worst.
Knowing you,
I'm not going home tonight.
I've not been able to reciprocate the things you've done for me over the years. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you can right now.
Well, that means you've done it to me, so that's weird you admit that. It's weird. I would have accepted first. But, like, I got, you know, I've got to go to like the prayer meetings, which I don't know of any other professional league that does prayer meetings before. You don't have to go to it, but like,
yeah, I go
a prayer meeting.
I go every week.
I know, but yeah, like, it's not like, hey, if you don't come, you're going to be, you know, fired or this, that, or the other. You know, the mere mention of God in any other sport is like unheard of now. But when you, you know, and I got to go to the I got to go to the restrooms where the drivers go. No, none were in there. I was looking at the legs, looking for sponsors on legs.
The shoes would give it away.
The shoes would give it
away.
Yeah,
because they got sponsors on them. Yeah.
I did not see that. But like when you've been in there, like, and I know you don't like talking crap, and this was literally what this would be.
In the bathroom? No.
Who in NASCAR takes the worst?
Wow!
Like seriously,
John, how would you even?
And how do you even? Because I know Richard Petty.
They're all bad. So I mean, none of them smell great.
There's got to be.
All terrible.
Sure, everyone does, but there's got to be one that's like, God, who?
It just died in there.
It's kind of goes around. Man, like, you don't want to go in there when
Dale Jr. You know, like yeah, all that Budweiser he drinks.
Damn.
Well, it don't go to his gut.
And all that beef jerky he eats.
I just wonder if you had a scare like when you get hit. You're like, oh. Might not be a good time to get hit.
Have you ever been in?
No, knock on wood, never. Yeah. In all 547 starts, this would be 548.
If I knew somebody had the bubble guts, I'd try to wreck them, side draft them.
I know, right?
Now, if I try this on, do I have to get it back?
I've been. I've been lucky.
I like the rope across the front.
I do too. I've been lucky to not have to have an issue there with being in the car. I have to go to the bathroom bad.
Yeah,
that's the
worst. It's happened to me.
In your car?
Yeah. Racing.
In the race car, like obviously in the street car.
Yeah. Top speeds of 45.
Yeah.
When you get in a car, this 45. Is a personal question, but I don't think you would shy away from it. When you get in a car, and you know, the race car, gentlemen start trainers, what do you pray? Is there a mantra? Is there
I definitely say a prayer
is
before
it the same prayer
we take
every
off.
Time, or?
You know, I mix it up a little bit, yeah. Depending on the day.
Yeah.
Like, man, we really need some help today. We're struggling, or this is going to be a good day. Let's capitalize on it.
What would
and
you do?
I always thank you for the opportunity.
What
for
if
sure.
you heard Jeremy? This is my impression of God, by the way. You're expecting Morgan Freeman, but it's not me.
Hello,
Jeremy. You're asking me to protect you, but you're going to freely go drive around 200 miles an hour and race for money, and you want me to protect you for this? It's like Evel Knievel like, saying a prayer prior to. I get it. I'm messing, but like that's you know.
I mean, you think God's like y'all are crazy. You do some silly stuff
I
wouldn't do. But
you wouldn't allow it if right.
You know, yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't allow it if
got a lot of questions. I can't imagine when you go to heaven if the kind of questions you're like. Matt, I've answered all I can right now. I got other people to get to.
I know. Well, I think in heaven, like God is available, like via Alexa, kind of.
Yeah,
it'd be exactly. Like some gold little box over in the screen.
He's just everywhere.
He's omnipotent, omnipotent as it reads.
It's got to be a cool place to break the record, though.
Yeah, nice. San Diego's beautiful.
It is,
and I can't wait. The weather's going to be perfect. We're racing on a naval base. It's crazy.
Nice.
It's just unreal. So I can't. Have y'all seen any videos of it? I've been. What if you go to NASCAR's Instagram? They posted some videos driving around the track.
I saw a map.
Pretty cool.
They blocked me.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw the little.
The track is long. It's 3.4 miles, 16 turns. It's rough. It's fast. It's bumpy.
No, it's not.
Man,
rare,
oh man,
I gotta look
it's
and
see. A.
What's the name of the track?
It's a beast. Yeah, it's made up, man. I don't know. San Diego. Now, naval base raceway. I don't know.
You've won on road course too, so they better look out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a survival race. I think it's very challenging on the simulator. It is so fast. Like I said, it's so rough. So I don't, what we'll see in real life, we'll find out here in 2 days.
Oh, I hate to bring up bad memories, but I'm watching last week, and you know there's Jug in the top five consistently.
Yeah,
and he's not
till the end. Till we had a pit stop, we had some lugs come off, and we had to come back in, and that would have been a $10,000 fine and lost two people on the crew.
I'm looking at the map of the San Diego course of that.
Can you give me some pointers then?
It's an old star fort, is what it is.
Yeah,
like you know, a star fort, like the battery down in Charleston, or where the Statue of Liberty is on a star fort. That's literally what that is, old star fort. That's that. I mean, you understand the significance of that?
It's crazy.
That is insane. Yep. Like, there's been wars and rumors of war and cannonballs and all this stuff, and now you racing there.
I know it is.
It's like that damn Stone Cold movie we were talking about the other day. You ever see that?
No.
Oh yeah, Condemned.
The Condemned. Yeah. Oh no, was it that, wasn't. Was it we were talking about
Stone Cold was in a movie.
Death Race.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I think I've heard of it.
Oh, dude, it's good. Jason
Statham.
The beekeeper. Statham.
Why does it make your mouth do that?
When I say his name, it makes me think of Statham's.
He's a badass.
Jason Statham.
He'd just come in here and whoop all our asses and walk to the next room.
I'll tell Jason how funny it
is. In like three hits. Bam, bam, bam.
I'm going to beat everybody's ass in this room.
Oh, wow. You do
right
it.
Now.
Say your name.
You got all.
Well, I'm Jason Stegums.
Jason Stegums. He should come out with a new line.
That boy does good impersonations.
Like Jason Statham.
So are you just gonna stay out there for 2 weeks?
I wish. We're flying in. Well, hell, I'm leaving at 1 o'clock today. Yeah. Like that wheels up, and then we're coming on Sunday. So
that's
then
nice.
I gotta fly back out again Thursday to Sonoma, and yeah, I'd love to stay out there, but.
It's
I need
nice.
To come back and be a daddy.
Catch the 1 o'clock.
You flying private?
I am.
You got your own plane?
I'll send you some pictures.
I enjoyed the picture this weekend.
Can't
By
wait.
The way, what do you think about Fatboy's assessment? I know you've heard it because you talked about it in the group text. But
oh, the theory.
Publicly, that you and your dad
are the same person.
I heard him saying that yesterday.
Yeah, exact same person.
Never see us in the same place at the same time. He's not here, is he?
No, he's not here right now.
There are not two people in the world that are related that look more alike than Jug and his dad.
Like, literally,
I swear to God.
Like, Courtney, you better watch her.
She loves my dad. Like, the looks of my dad.
Your mom ever come up behind and grabbed a hold? Oh, wait a minute. You're not.
Yeah, there's other friends of ours that are married, and they're like, your dad is so hot. I'm like, easy.
I wasn't calling you hot. Stay by.
Something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.